This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to be a slow week at a lot of offices, people going for the holidays or just taking some time off. There are, though, a whole lot of people who work when others aren't, and not all of them do it because they have to. Some people actually prefer to punch the clock this time of year, as Marketplace's David Weinberg found out.
Josh Wexler is a musician. This is him playing piano with the New Orleans jazz band, the Dapper Dandies. For him, going to work means giving piano lessons to kids and working the door at St. Joe's Bar, both jobs he would prefer to work during the holidays rather than take the day off.
I should start by emphasizing that I don't like to work ever, but I like to work on holidays because as much as I don't like to work, I really don't like holidays.
You see, Wexler is a man of routine. He likes to wake up late in the day, proceed leisurely to the deli for lunch, then take his dog to the coffee shop and read a book.
And none of these things can happen on holidays because everyone closes down, and it just ruins my day.
Well, there are other things you could do on holidays. Why not spend them with your family like most people do?
I hung out with my family for 18 years. I would not have chosen them as my friends who I'd want to hang out with. I don't need to do that anymore.
At this point in our conversation, I accused Wexler of being a Scrooge. He resented that. He says he loves each of his family members individually, but it's being trapped in a room with all of them at once that he hates. Ron Inman, on the other hand, wishes his family still got together for the holidays. He lives in Harriman, Tennessee, 40 miles west of Knoxville.
It's a small town. It's one of those towns that's sort of dying, I guess.
I spoke to Inman via Skype. He brought his tablet to the VFW, a bar with Wi-Fi, where he spent many of his holidays after he retired. Before retirement, he worked as a security guard at a nuclear power plant, a job he couldn't give me too many details about.
Well, we weren't really supposed to talk about it.
Inman says that after he and his wife divorced, he only had his kids every other year. And after his grandparents passed away, his extended family stopped getting together during the holidays, so he was alone.
The holidays were more of a bummer than they were something to look forward to.
So he volunteered to work at the power plant because it kept his mind off his kids, who he missed, and it paid good money. Overtime plus holiday pay meant he could earn triple his normal wages.
Well, there are a lot of benefits of working on a holiday, and it depends on whether it's for the person or for the company.
Marcia Egan is a board-certified life coach. Before she was self-employed, she worked in the insurance industry and always preferred working during the holidays because the office was empty and was quiet. She could get more done.
I really enjoyed wrapping up the year and getting ready for the new year and kind of clearing out not only my mind, but my desk.
Egan often works with clients who volunteer to work the holidays because they want to stand out among their fellow employees.
Many times people will work over the holidays more or less to be noticed. And they're happy to do it because they think that that's part of achieving their goals of getting ahead in an organization.
Under federal law, the Fair Labor Standards Act does not require employees to provide holiday pay to workers. Any agreement to pay additional holiday wages is voluntary. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.